cost you nothing. That's extra. But praise God. Amen. If we're saved, amen, if we're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, we can get things right in our life and we can go in the right direction. And that's what we need. And we're going to talk to you about some things along that lines this morning, and hope this will be an encouragement and a blessing to us. But Ephesians chapter 6, if you can, if you would stand for the reading of the Word of God, read the first four verses here, Ephesians chapter 6. The Bible says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Father, we thank you for the privilege of prayer. Thank you for this time you've given us, Lord. We pray, God, that you just bless your word. God, we thank you for the opportunity you've given us to fellowship, Lord. We thank you, God, that it's through the blood of your dear Son that was shed on the cross of Calvary that we can have redemption. And we praise you, God, that you come up out of the grave on the third day victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And you've made a way for us, and you've prepared it for us. And we thank you, God, that we can serve you and we can live for you, God. And I pray you'd help us, Lord, in these days to follow your word. Be obedient, Lord, to what you'd have for us. Even today, Lord, bless the message to our heart, and we'll thank you. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. In this passage of Scripture, maybe you've read over and studied this for a long time, and I pray that we have. Thank God for His Word that encourages us. If there's really maybe a parallel passage, and we'll look to that a little bit here in the introduction as well as in the closing. It's over in Colossians 3:20, kind of a parallel passage in 3:20 and 3:21 in Colossians. The Bible says, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged." This passage, as well as the passage that we read, clearly tells us that children are to obey their parents. It clearly tells us that that is a commandment from the Lord. One of the commandments in the Ten Commandments is for us to honor our father and our mother, as the Scripture says, and it'll be well-pleasing with us, and we'll live long according to the Word of God. And the Bible says there in Colossians that it's well-pleasing unto the Lord. Amen. We ought to be concerned about doing things that are well-pleasing to the Lord, that are in the will of God for our life. And clearly, it's in the will of God for our life, for us to have that family structure right, for us to have the home right. Somebody said we ought to understand and realize that the home was instituted before the church. We ought to realize and understand that God is concerned about the home being right with God. It's often been said the family that prays together stays together, and that's not Scripture, but that's a pretty good statement. Amen. We ought to have our families soaked in prayer, and we ought to lift them up before God, and we ought to pray for one another that God will help us to follow what the Scripture tells us. Clearly, it talks to us about obedience here. By way of introduction, I thought about what the Scripture says there in Romans 14:7. It says, "None of us live unto himself, and no man dieth unto himself." No man lives unto himself. No man dies unto himself. Now, I know there's times as children grow up, especially when they're teenagers, they are not concerned about nobody but themselves. I can't give a one parent to amen that. That's true, ain't it? they're not concerned about what everybody else, but the fact about the matter is we're always going to have somebody that we need to be in subjection to. We're always going to have authority, and if we rebel against authority in the home, we may rebel against authority all our life. That's sad. We need to follow the commands of God's Word. It's clear that through the Scripture, the Bible tells us that there's a focus there that the devil has in destroying the home and tearing down the fabric of the home. Hey, it's under attack now like it's never been before. My goodness, from couples shacking up, from different things going on, from homosexuality, from abortion. Amen. They're destroying the home before it even gets started. Amen. I mean, just one thing after another destroys the fabric of how God has laid it out. The framework that God has laid out in His Word is the right path and the right direction for us to go in. There's a lot of things that can throw it off kilter, and praise be to God. I know that God wants to help us along, and God wants to lead us in the right direction, and praise be to God, if we're in some kind of situation that's wrong, the Lord loves us and the Lord wants us to get there.